Welcome back to Yang Daily. Thanks for your patience. We've got a lot on the plate today and petitions coming out our ears. Let's dig in. First off, as previously announced, $50,000 of the Humanity Forward relief money is being given directly to people in need through Twitter, and donation efforts continue to raise that amount. Already another $140,000 has been raised for that relief effort. Thank you to everyone who is contributing for their humanity first spirit in these dire times. Rashid Taleb has released a new UBI stimulus plan that is making a lot of waves. Her plan is for an immediate payout of $2,000 to every American, including non-citizens and children, and $1,000 per month afterward until 1 year after the crisis has been determined to have abated. The funds will be dispersed via preloaded debit cards by mail for those with addresses on file, and through post offices, banks, schools, and other government buildings for those without an address, along with an emergency corps to get it to the homeless and those unable to access it otherwise. Furthermore, she has cooked up some weird fiscal sleight of hand to finance it by having the Mint issue two $1 trillion coins and send them to the Fed. How does that make any more sense than the Fed just giving us the money directly? Don't ask me. Apparently, we just have to make it appear like a transaction to make the bookkeepers happy. Forgive the pun, but money makes no sense. As for the UBI part, I think it's great. The larger upfront amount makes sense to account for the unforgivable delay in getting this relief out. From there on, the amount is steady and predictable, which is ideal, and it continues not only to the end of the crisis, but far beyond, which is both practical, as the economic damage is going to last far beyond the pandemic, and would make it much easier to retain UBI permanently, as the more time people have it for, the more they will see the effect and resist having it removed. This is Scott Santon's new favorite proposal, and mine as well. I also think it would be real easy to pass if they float the idea of putting Trump's face on the coins. There's no way he'd be able to resist that, and it's about time his ego did some good. Let's just hope the Fed doesn't lose those coins in the couch cushions. There's a new UBI STEM petition making the rounds that already has over 400,000 signatures. This one is for $2,000 for adults and $1,000 for kids for the duration of the crisis. Please add your name below. We can leave no doubt in the minds of Congress how important this legislation will be to the country and to their re-election. ColorOfChange.org has also started its own petition for UBI relief. Can never have too many, right? Find it in the links and slap your name on it. The UK is making their own push for UBI, with over 170 lords and members of parliament signing the letter calling for UBI. They're having the exact same arguments across the pond that we're having here. Lawmakers in Scotland are also arguing for UBI legislation, and there's a petition out for the entire EU to adopt emergency UBI as well. Everyone across the globe is waking up to the obvious need for this measure. Please add your name to the EU petition below. When one nation progresses, we all do. No need for a zip code this time. Oregonian Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici endorsed emergency basic income today. She's in favor of means testing above $130,000, but she's moving in the right direction. While many states are finding their primaries thrown into disarray, Wyoming is fine. Why? Because they're using mail-in ranked choice voting ballots. Great idea. Scott pointed out how welfare programs like WIC, the Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, which place restrictions on how recipients can use their money, inevitably run into corner cases the bureaucracy did not anticipate. For example, WIC can only be used on food items that have the WIC label, which is food the bureaucracy approves as appropriate. And when those approved items sell out, as is happening frequently in this pandemic, those mothers go home empty-handed because they are not allowed to spend their welfare money on the perfectly good and available but unapproved food sitting next to it on the shelves. Even the portion amounts are restricted. The approved items are listed in a booklet, and any change by a manufacturer of these goods can also remove it from the approved list. Furthermore, these WIC checks come multiple times per month, can be as little as $8 per check, and each has to be cashed separately. If that's not bad enough, here's another example. SNAP, i.e. food stamps, doesn't cover hot meals because the government decided that would be wasteful. That, of course, is a big problem when the government is now pushing takeout to avoid exposure at grocery stores during the pandemic. Government is simultaneously saying hot meals good to everyone, but hot meals bad to welfare recipients. just more of an endless list of examples where welfare's inherent bureaucracy fails those in need, and more cases where UBI would have prevailed. Mayor Tubbs said, quote, "Everyone we talked to, everyone has a different way they would use $500, and they all made sense. There is no way, as a government official, I would be smart enough to think of all those." End quote. That's the problem with placing restrictions on aid. You add a ton of cost and complexity and restrictions on recipients that make their lives miserable, all in an effort to achieve an ultimately impossible goal of accounting for a million different corner cases you'll never see coming. And then there's the issue of administrative capacity. Applications for welfare have jumped by orders of magnitude since the crisis began, which is completely logjamming social workers so that people can't even get onto these hugely flawed programs at all. It's madness. Anyone not wanting to replace this with UBI has not thought it through. Universal basic income is freedom. I just wanted to share Scott's great analogy here. He says, quote, "A national emergency was declared 10 days ago, and they're still bickering in the flame-filled kitchen over which fire trucks to send, how much water will cost, and if some parts of the house need less water than others based on how dry they were in 2018. End quote. The part about how dry they were in 2018 is my favorite. There is one flaw in it, though. I don't think Congress is in the House. I think they're standing outside the House bickering because they're financially secure regardless, which is why many of them are not all too concerned whether the rest of us burn. Congress is currently arguing over whether or not to make the direct cash payments in the Phase 3 bill one-time or recurring, and Income Movement has drawn up a letter to send to them. Please follow the link below and add your name to the letter as soon as possible to make it clear this must be a consistent income throughout the crisis for all Americans before the bill is voted on." Finally, Oregonian UBI Congress member Heidi Briones is trying to meet a fundraising goal of $25,000 in the next 10 days. She's 40% of the way there. Consider donating if you can, and spread the word either way. And that'll do it for today's Hang Daily. Sign all the petitions. Add your name to the pressing UBI STEM letter to Congress. Consider helping Heidi with her fundraising goal. Volunteer or donate on the HF Relief site. Contact HF or United Way if you need help. Message Trump, Pelosi, McConnell, Graham, and Schumer why true UBI stimulus is the best solution. Use ResistBot or Income Movement to easily contact your representatives. And don't forget to Yang Daily.